रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट नंबर 31। सो विल चैंट द श्लोक। आत्मानं चानुशोचामि आत्मानं चानुशोचामि
आत्मानं चानुशोष्यामि
भवन्तं चामरोत्तमं
भवन्तं चामरोत्तमं
भवन्तं चामरोत्तमं
भवन्तं चारोत्तमं
देवान् पितरं ऋषिं साधून्
देवान् पितरं ऋषिं साधून्
देवान् पितरं ऋषिं साधून्
देवान् पितरं ऋषिं ऋषिं साधून्
सर्वं वर्णस्तथाश्रमान्
सर्वं वर्णस्तथाश्रमान्
सर्वं वर्णस्तथाश्रमान्
सर्वं वर्णस्तथाश्रमान्
आत्मानं चानुशोचामि
आत्मानं चानुशोष्यामि
भवन्तं चामरोत्तमं
भवन्तं चामरोत्तमं
देवान् पितरं ऋषिं साधून्
देवान् पितरं ऋषिं साधून्
सर्वं वर्णस्तथाश्रमान्
सर्वं वर्णस्तथाश्रमान्
वर्ड बाय वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। आत्मानम्
आत्मानम्
मायसेल्फ
मायसेल्फ
च
च
आल्सो
आल्सो
अनुशोचामि
अनुशोचामि
लैमेंटिंग
लैमेंटिंग
भवन्तम्
भवन्तम्
योरसेल्फ
योरसेल्फ
च
च
एज
वेल एज
अमर उत्तमम्
अमर उत्तमम्
The best among the devatas.
The best among the devatas.
Devan.
Devan.
About the devatas.
About the devatas.
Pitran.
Pitran.
About the denizens of the Pitraloka planet.
About the denizens of the Pitraloka's planet.
Rishin.
Rishin.
About the sages.
About the sages.
Sadhun.
Sadhun.
About the devotees.
About the devotees.
Sarvan.
Sarvan.
All of them.
All of them.
Varnan.
Varnan.
Sections.
Sections.
Tatha.
Tatha.
As also.
As also.
Ashraman.
Ashraman.
Orders of human society.
Orders of human society.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
I am thinking about myself and also, O best among the devatas, about you, as well as about all the devatas, sages, denizens of Pitraloka, devotees of the Lord, and all men obedient to the system of Varna and Ashrama in human society. Please repeat. I am thinking about myself.
I am thinking about myself.
And also, O best amongst the devatas,
O best among the devatas,
about you, as well as, about all the devatas,
sages,
denizens of Pitraloka,
denizens of Pitraloka,
devotee of the Lord, and all men, obedient to the system of Varna and Ashrama in human society. Purport. To effect the perfection of human life, there is cooperation between men and devatas, sages, denizens of the Pitraloka, devotees of the Lord, and the scientific system of Varna and Ashrama orders of life. The distinction between human life and animal life, therefore, begins with the scientific system of Varna and Ashrama, guided by the experience of the sages in relation with the devatas, gradually rising to the summit of re-establishing our eternal relation with the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. when God made Varnashram Dharma, which is strictly meant for developing animal consciousness into human consciousness, and human consciousness into godly consciousness, is broken by advancement of foolishness, the whole system of peaceful and progressive life is at once disturbed. In the age of Kali, the first attack of the venomous snake strikes against the God-made Varnashram Dharma. And thus a person properly qualified as a Brahmana is called a Shudra, and a Shudra by qualification is passing as a Brahmana, all on a false birthright claim. To become a Brahmana by a birthright claim is not at all bona fide, although it may be a fulfillment of one of the conditions. But the real qualification of a Brahmana is to control the mind and the senses and to cultivate tolerance, simplicity, cleanliness, knowledge, truthfulness, devotion and faith in the Vedic wisdom. In the present age, consideration of the necessary qualification is being neglected, and the false birthright claim is being supported even by a popular sophisticated poet, the author of Ramcharitmanas. This is all due to the influence of the age of Kali. Thus, Mother Earth, represented as a cow, was lamenting the regrettable condition. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Atmanam Chanushochami Bhavantam Chamarottamam Devan Pitran Rishin Sadhun Sarvan Varnamsa Tatha Sharman. I am thinking about myself and also, O best among the devatas, about you, as well as about all the devatas, sages, denizens of Pitraloka, devotees of the Lord, and all men obedient to the system of Varna and Ashrama in human society. So in this chapter, the heading of the chapter is how Maharaj Parikshit received the age of Kali. So few devotees are joined today for the first time, so let me quickly go through what happened before this. Parikshit Maharaj, he was made the king by Yudhishthir Maharaj before Yudhishthir Maharaj left for Krishna Loka. So he, Parikshit Maharaj, could see some symptoms of Kali. As he was walking, he saw a bull and a cow. The bull was only on one leg, and the cow was also looking very sick. So actually they were representing Dharma and Bhumi. So this bull, the Dharma in the shape of bull, he starts asking Mother Bhumi about why she is looking so unhappy. And he tells many symptoms. And then Bhumi Devi is now answering. So in yesterday's class, she told about Krishna's 40 plus qualities. You know, she named all those qualities. And then she says, because Krishna left this planet, so that is why there are problems now everywhere. And today she is talking about, she is calling Dharma as best among the devatas. You know, among the devatas you are one of the best. And then she says about all the other devatas, rishis, pitran, all our forefathers, and then sadhun. Sadhun, Prabhupada translates as devotees of the Lord. and all men obedient to the system of Varna Ashram. So here, lot of things being said, you know, although it looks very simple, but Bhumi, Bhuri, Dharini, she is including all these exalted personalities, you know. Who are these people? Of course, all the devatas, including Dharma. Devatas are none other than servants of Krishna also, and they have been given some specific duties. So they are all devotees. All the devatas are devotees. The word demigod here used by Prabhupada is because, not because he is trying to call them less or something, but because there is, in English word, English dictionary, there is no translation of devata. There is translation of Bhagavan, God, but there is no description of devatas. So the nearest word comes to that is demigod, means not exactly super god, but they are there. They are also some type of god. So here, and then he talks about the Pitraloka. Pitraloka, all the forefathers who have done some good activities, you know. Now, not everybody goes to Pitraloka. If you are performing horrible activities here in this life, then you go to the animal world, not even a human being, you know. Bhagavad Gita says that those who are in the sattva guna, mode of goodness, they all go to the heavenly planets or even spiritual planets, depending on what is the state of mind at the time of leaving body. And those who are in the mode of passion, rajas, they all come back to this planet. Sometime because some of them do some punya, so they get some better families, you know, rich families. You may be born in the Bill Gates family or Birla family or something like that. But then there are those who are in the mode of ignorance. They go to the either hellish planets, Naraka, or they go back to the animal kingdom, you know, because somebody is thinking about a dog or a cat or a lizard at the time of leaving the body, so they just go back there. And then they again gradually have to rise up and come to the level of cow. Cow is the highest among the animal kingdom. And the scripture says that after cow, you get the birth of a human being again. But again, as I said, depending on where you are at that time, that many more births it will take for you to come back to human life. So, again, on human planet, Earth planet, not every human being is a devotee. So again, you know, again they get divided. But among them, the sadhun, the devotees of the Lord, are the best. That's what Krishna declares in Bhagavad Gita. And Suta Goswami and Shukadeva Goswami and everybody in Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Purana, they confirm that. And then also are included the men who are following Varna and Ashrama system, which Srila Prabhupada says is scientific, you know, scientific. Because what has happened, let me first explain what are these ashramas and then why they are scientific. Varna, there are four varnas: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. And then there are four ashramas: Brahmachari ashram, Grahastha ashram, Vanaprastha and Sannyasi. Now, why they are scientific? Because in every society, all these four type of people are required. You know, when you take to Varna, Brahmanas, who are Brahmanas? Brahmanas are the guiding factors of the society, you know, the intelligent class who are expert in the Vedic literature and so on. Then come Kshatriya, the fighters, the warriors, the administrators. You know, today we don't fight on the battlefield, we fight sitting behind a computer. But those are the Kshatriya, the the administrators. And the Vaishyas are the mercantile family, mercantile society and agriculture, you know. These come under Vaishya. And Shudra are all persons who are doing manual job, labor. Not job, manual labor. So, Krishna also clarifies very, very clearly that this all belongs to these all four societies, different sections of the society are as per guna and karma, as per your activity and as per your qualification. Guna, qualities. Not that because you are born in a Brahmana family, there is a guarantee that you are a Brahmana. Of course, people will call you a Brahmana, they will say, Panditji, Sharmaji, this, that. But people are also watching what you are doing. So if you are not, like Prabhupada gives some few qualities of a Brahmana. Tolerance, simplicity, cleanliness, knowledge, truthfulness, devotion, and faith in Vedic wisdom. Now we see Brahmanas becoming politicians. You know, they work as an engineer, laborer, depending on the situation, you know. So because there's this distinction is slowly going, that's what Prabhupada is saying, the distinction is going away. And because of that, there is a lot of confusion. The Shudra wants to be the administrator. And a Brahmana wants to work under somebody, you know, he's ready to work under a Shudra, as long as the Shudra pays him well, you know. So, all this confusion is there, but this whole system is designed. And then, of course, then next is ashrama. There are four ashramas, as I said. Brahmacharya, till the age of some particular old, used to be 21, 17, 18, you know, different countries have different criteria, but doesn't matter. Brahmacharya, no mingling with the opposite sex, absolute celibacy, you know, studying the scriptures, getting the knowledge, going to the universities, etc., etc. This all comes under Brahmacharya. And then you get a job and then you get married. So you go into Grahastha Ashrama. Grahastha Ashrama is also ashrama because you get married so that not only you, but you take others also with you back to Godhead, you know. Others meaning your family members. That's your responsibility. Only under that condition one should get married and then produce children who will become devotees. So everybody. Otherwise it becomes Graha Medhi, not Grahastha. Astha means Astha. You have Astha in the house. Medhi means, you know, okay, simply you got married and, you know, have children and you just want to enjoy life without any obligation. And then comes Vanaprastha, the retired people, big chunk of the society. They are supposed to get away from the household duties and spend their time in some lonely place, no sexual contact, no nothing like that. That is called Vanaprastha. And finally comes Sannyas. Sannyas means just give up the whole family. And Sannyas is not even recommended for Kali Yuga. It's recommended only for preaching purpose, you know, because people respect a saffron. Okay. So these are four required for what? As Prabhupada explained, so that the people who are living like animals, Pashu Samana, they can rise to the level of human. You know, we are not even humans. When I say we, I'm talking of the whole big society, I'm not talking of individuals. Because to be human is very, very good. People always say, you know, this is very loose thing, people say, oh, insaniyat, humanity, etc. But is it humanity meaning you are allowed to do what you want? Is that humanity? Is it allowed to kill all the animals and eat? Is that humanity? So, a lot of questions are there, you know. People have different ideas about humanity. And they want to serve humanity. They don't want to bother about God. So, there are so many things. But this Varnashram was meant to bring people from animal level to human level and then take them to the God consciousness level. That's how it is designed. So that's why it is scientific. Okay. And that is why Suta Goswami and also Bhumi, Mother Earth, is saying that all those who are obedient of the system, they are first class. They are first class because they have understood why, what is the meaning of this life. What are we supposed to do with this life? Okay. So, as I keep saying every day, Bhagavatam, we get to learn something new every single day. We hear a nice katha and we learn something. So, these classes are short classes. Yesterday was a long one because there were 5 shlokas and big purport. So you should, those who missed it should read those 5, 26 to 30. Just go to Srimad Bhagavatam, just type in Google and you will get websites. You know, go to Canto 1, Chapter 16, and then text number 26 to 30. And of course, I mean, I'm recording, so those who want recording, I'm sending them. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.